This is Derek Warren here with Jody Taylor of Visit Effingham. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks, Derek.
Yeah, we're into the Christmas season now. Thanksgiving is past. Now we're into December, and it's the busiest time of the year. So
it really is. Yeah, we have so much Christmas going on in the city of Effingham, so we're very thankful for that. The first thing, actually, we just announced the winner of our City of Effingham Christmas cards. So that's always so fun. We get so many. This year we had over 40 participants, and it's so fun looking at all of those, all of the cards and the drawings that they do. And the kids
creative.
They are so creative, and it's so great. So we always have three winners of first, second, and third place. Our first place winner this year was Mabry Golden, and Mabry will actually her card will be the official card of the city of Effingham. So this year, she will have that, and that's always so exciting. And it's a photo of the Santa House in the downtown area, and it is a very detailed, beautiful photo of that. So she must have taken a lot of time on that, but she did such a great job. She's in fourth grade at Central, and then we've got Avery Wall. And she was second place. She's a first grader at Southside School, and she did a snowman. Super cute.
That's a really good picture. Yeah. Really good drawing there as well.
Yeah, so we loved hers. And then in third place was Brooklyn Pankow, and she is a fourth grader at Central also. And she did this really cool abstract Christmas barn painting card.
Colorful.
Yeah, super, super cool. So we loved, like we said, we had over 40 participants. All of the kids did so well. And we post all of those Christmas cards that they did up at City Hall across from the council chambers.
Cool.
So we encourage everyone to stop by, you know, if you're paying your water bill or you're just around the downtown area, stop by and see all of those. Kids put a lot of time and effort into them, and they are so cool.
Yeah, those are business hours, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Yes,
minus holidays. So
right,
just remember that. They'll be in there. How long are they going to be in there?
We'll be in there probably until after the new year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So you got plenty of time to go check it out.
Yeah. So we love that. And then we just wanted to remind people that the Wonderland and Lights are still going on right now. And those will continue through the new year. So we usually shut those off sometime after the new year, usually the second or the third. And it is open 7 days a week. It's free to go through as many times as you want. We do appreciate donations. Those help keep the lights going every year.
Definitely.
But it is not necessary at all. We just want people to go out there and enjoy themselves. Volunteers are out there handing out candy canes 7 days a week, and Santa is out there every Saturday from now until December 21st. So he'll be out there, and he hands out little toys to the kids on Saturdays. So
cool.
It's a super popular day to go out there, and he'll be out there from 5 to 10 on Saturdays, but people really love it. So we just encourage people to continue to go out there and enjoy the lights.
Yeah, I mean, we just had our first snowfall earlier this week, so I mean, it's perfect timing. Go out there. You got a whole month to go out there and check it out, and they're always creative. You never know what you're going to see.
Yeah, so great. So we love that. And then we also have our Holiday Lights and Festive Sights tour going on. Well, we're still accepting entries for the Holiday Lights and Festive Sights tour. So you actually have until Monday, December 9th at noon to enter your home or business into the tour.
So you got the weekend.
We have the weekend, So you have to be, we want you to be fully decorated by the time that you enter your home. We are accepting the first 20 entries. So right now we have around 10, 12 entries. So we do still have some spots available. So, and there are literally no specifications for this besides living in city limits. So you can have any type of displays, lights, whatever there, whatever you have. If you want to share that with the community, we want you to be a part of the tour. The idea behind it, instead of the more of the competition, was less competition, more about community, more about just letting people to go out there and see all the beautiful lights in the city of Effingham. So you have until, like I said, December 9th at noon to submit your homes. And then to starting December 13th through December 30th, you'll be able to take the tour. So we'll have a map. We'll have a scorecard that you can pick up. You can check out all the homes and the businesses on the tour, score them all up. And we will have one People's Choice winner. So one home will win $250.
So the scorecards mean something. Yeah.
They do. Yes. Yeah. So, and we'll have a place that you can vote for. So there'll be a link on our website, and all of that stuff will be on our website and our social media websites, visiteffinghamisle.com. social media is just Visit Effingham. So follow along and we'll give everybody the details on what to do. But we're excited about that change too.
Yeah, it's still interactive, just in a different way this time around.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and then so much going on this weekend is a hometown Christmas. So super excited about that. You can start off that day actually with breakfast with Santa at Effingham High School at the Hearts Rock Cafe from 7 to 11. It's a pancake breakfast. There's crafts, photos, llamas, all kinds of really fun stuff out there. So for just a little bit of money, you get to do a lot of fun stuff with Santa. After you have your pancakes, you can hop over to Joe's Pizza, and they also have pizza with Santa that day. So that's another fun thing that you can do. You can have your pizza, visit with Santa. And then Hometown Christmas in general is going on basically from 3 to 5 p.m. They're going to have Santa's Workshop, and that's going to be on the corner next to Big Papa's in that parking lot. They're going to have a big tent with lots of crafts and free things to do in there. They also are going to have the carriage rides. They have a live reindeer again this year, which is always so fun. The tractor trailer rides, and then Macklin Meadow Kettle Corn and Joe Sippers will be out there too for your refreshments. And then this year again, we have the Lighted Christmas Parade, which we're super excited about. The Chamber does such a great job with all this. Yeah. It's so fun. So that's going to start at 5 p.m. And they're going to start that at Beanstalk Boutique. And it's going to run all the way down Jefferson, past the Courthouse Museum. It's basically going to end at the end there after the Courthouse Museum lawn. So it's just going to go straight down there. We've got a lot of fun floats. It's always so fun to see how people decorate all kinds of stuff. You know, there are the city has two vehicles in it, but people just get very creative on what they do and how they light it up. So super fun. So
is it just a Christmas theme then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So we encourage everyone to, you know, bundle the kids up and come out for that. I think it's going to be super, super fun. And the Face Orchestra and Christmas Choir, after that's all done, they're going to be in the second level of the Courthouse Museum doing a Face Orchestra and Christmas Choir. So we encourage people to stick around after the parade. You can also visit with Santa. So after the parade itself, Santa will go to his house. So you can visit with Santa after that, or you can go up to the second floor of the Courthouse Museum and enjoy some, you know, beautiful Christmas music too. So super fun stuff happening this weekend. There's Christmas at the Cross this weekend on December 8th from 2 to 4 p.m. They've got a lot of free family-friendly stuff going on there too. There's always so much going on. We've got a lot of live music going on this weekend, and just throughout the whole December, so much going on. We always have, I know Village Wine has a lot of great stuff. Tuscan Hills Winery does. SDS Technology, they have their lighted displays out there that you can go and see right now, which is always super fun. We always like to take a couple trips out there during the Christmas season and see those too. And
drive by that every night when I go
home. Oh, do you? So,
nice to see it. It's dark by the time I get 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's perfect. Around, so, yes. Yeah. And they have a kids' night too on December 12th. So if you want to bring the kids out, I think Santa's going to be out there that night too. So that's always a super fun thing. Mid-America Motor Works has a Christmas open house on December 14th. There are also stories with Santa at the library on December 14th. We have a ton of Christmas stuff at the Effingham Performance Center.
Yeah, I noticed that.
So, and actually it's pretty much all this weekend. So if you're wanting to, get started on your Christmas celebrations, tomorrow night, December 6th, is Buckets and Boards, the holiday remix. So they were here last year at some point, and we went to this, and it was so fun. Like, if you have kids, bring them to this show. It was, we have an 8 and a 5-year-old, and they thought it was the most fun. These guys, like, they just do music on anything and everything. A lot of drumming on things. They're super silly.
Which
funny.
Kid doesn't love that?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, it was so cool. And honestly, a lot of like the junior high age would really enjoy this too. So of course, this is the holiday remix. It's going to be great. So if you don't have anything to do on Friday night, I personally encourage you to go to this show. It's going to be super, super fun. Saturday, December 7th, Lee Greenwood is coming. Yeah. And it's his Christmas show. So that's going to be super fun. There's probably a few tickets left for that, too. On Sunday, December 8th, they have Christmas on the Air. Which is a Broadway-style song and dance review. A really cool... It's almost... They also have similar to the Rockettes. So they're called the Tinseltoes. And they do, like, Rockettes-style dancing and stuff like that. Cool. So a really cool way to kind of get in the spirit. And then the next weekend, December 14th, is the Polar Express interactive movie. So if you can't make it to the North Pole, this is the second best option. Yeah. The EPC does such a great job with those interactive movies, and it'll be really fun for the family. And it's a great way to kind of get in the Christmas spirit. So a lot of that stuff going on. Tinsels and Tails is also another really cool thing that they're doing for ears. It's a really cool, like, they have a bunch of light displays out at Cardinal Golf Course, and you can jump in a golf cart there for a small price. You get hot chocolate, you can roast s'mores by the fire and see all these really cool personalized light displays. And that's every Friday and Saturday. That started November 29th, and it runs all the way until December 28th. So a really cool thing to do out there, and all the profits benefit ears. So that's a really cool thing that they're doing. I think that'll be a fun tradition to have. And then Tuscan Hills Winery actually has some murder mystery dinners coming up.
Now, those are always fun.
Yeah, super fun. So on December 14th, they have Yuletide Homicide. And on New Year's Eve, if you need something to do on New Year's Eve, they have Who Wants to Murder a Millionaire. So both of those will be super fun, I think, to do. And, you know, we encourage – there's so much going on in the month of December. So we always encourage people to check out our website, visit effinghamil.com. We've got a calendar of events on there. If you don't see your event on there, you can submit your event, and we'll get that on there. But it is a very festive month, and we're always something to do with the family during this month.
And most of the community participates in a lot of these things.
Yes, so it's nice really to see a lot
of local businesses get involved with
this. Yes, yeah, we always enjoy that. Yeah, so we hope everyone does have a Merry Christmas and gets to enjoy a lot of this stuff out here.